This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin held their first formal summit Monday in Helsinki, Finland. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Putin said their private talks were frank and businesslike, but
I think we can call it a success and a very fruitful round of negotiations.
He said the bilateral relationship is going through a complicated stage, but hope for an improvement. Mr. Trump described the talks as direct, open, and productive.
The disagreements between our two countries are well known, and President Putin and I discussed them at length. But if we're going to solve many of the problems facing our world, then we're going to have to find ways to cooperate in pursuit of shared interests.
They discussed arms control in Syria. Little was said about Russia's annexation of Crimea. They agreed to disagree. Mr. Trump said both countries were at fault for the poor state of relations. He declined to accuse Moscow of election meddling, but took aim at the lengthy U.S. investigation into allegations of collusion between Russia and Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign.
I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it.
Mr. Putin repeated the Russian state had no involvement in the election.
And I had to reiterate things I said several times, including during our personal context, that the Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere into internal American affairs, including election process.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson said Mr. Trump was acting in the interests of his Russian counterpart.
This just confounds me, and I think the president is going to have to backtrack on this.
Nelson called the president's statements bewildering. Dozens of Nigerian soldiers are dead, wounded, or missing following two separate attacks by suspected Boko Haram insurgents. This is VOA News. Syrian state media said pro-government forces have taken control of a strategic hill overlooking the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights as it seizes the remnants of rebel-controlled territory. The Al-Hara Hill had been a key part of Syria's defenses against Israel. American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said this is alarming to the Jewish state.
Not so much because of the Syrian army's role. Israel has resigned to the fact the Syrian army and the Syrian government is going to reassert control over all of Syria. It's the concern with the allies, namely Iran and Hezbollah.
Israel has threatened a harsh response if Syrian forces deploy to the UN Disengagement Observer Force zone just a few kilometers away. Israel tightened its blockade of Gaza Tuesday, preventing fuel deliveries through its only goods crossing point with the Palestinian enclave. Meanwhile, its warplanes Monday hit two Hamas targets in response to the launching of balloons over southern Israel that carry firebombs that start fires. The two sides exchanged airstrikes and mortar and rocket fire on Saturday. The situation eased following an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire. British Prime Minister Theresa May has won a series of votes in Parliament, bolstering her plan of divorce from the European Union called Brexit. But to do so, her government accepted four amendments to a customs bill from lawmakers who want a complete break with Brussels.
The ayes to the right, 305. The noes to the left, 302.
The measure, which now goes to the upper house, prevents Britain from collecting tariffs on behalf of EU nations unless the EU does the same for Britain. Hundreds of migrants aboard two EU Border Patrol ships disembarked on Sicily Monday following an agreement between Italy's new populist government and other EU member states. The ships were prevented from docking for 2 days until Rome reached an agreement with Portugal, Spain, and Germany on migrant sharing. Eritrea reopened its embassy in Ethiopia Monday, the latest sign of improved ties between the former Horn of Africa enemies. Both leaders, Ethiopia's Prime Minister Ahmed and Eritrean President Isaias, were on hand for the ceremony in Addis Ababa. A lava flow from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano caused explosions as it entered colder seawater, sending molten rock through the roof of one sightseeing boat off the Big Island, injuring more than 20 people. U.S. stocks mixed in Monday trading, the benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 45 points, 25,064. Oil prices slumped as Libyan ports reopened for business, and U.S. retail sales rose a solid 0.5% in June, setting the stage for strong second quarter growth. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.